Higher, Dillis, higher.
Pangi Mahalo's high-pitched squeal pealed out across the pink sand beach.
Higher, eh?
Laughing at the squirming boy in his arms, Dillis Merimidian, Prince of the Calburnan Isles, cast a quick glance at Pangi's mother, who rolled her eyes at the sun Dillis had been tossing in the air, but still nodded her permission.
All right, then, Dillis told Pangi. Higher it is, and you'd best hold on to your belly.
With a grin, Dillis tossed the gangly little boy several feet into the air over his head. Since Dillis stood 7 feet tall, that meant the child flew a good 10 or more feet above the ground. Pangi's piercing shrieks of laughter startled a flock of seabirds hovering near the Calburnan Islanders who had gathered on the pink sand of Sunset Beach to celebrate the marriage of one of the sailors in Dillis's fleet.
Me next, me next,
came the chorus of childish pleading as Dillis set Pangi down.
You've started something,
murmured Dillis's cousin, Aralon Kaumairia, with a grin for the horde of clamouring children.
I always do.
Dillis loved children, loved interacting with them and making them laugh. Maybe it was because he'd never had brothers and sisters of his own. Or maybe it was because he longed for a wife and children of his own, with a ferocity of emotion that even among passionate, larger-than-life Calburnans was rare.
I have a particular talent for entertaining the little ones, he added.
True. That's why you're the party favourite.
Oh, no, no. He corrected with a grin. I'm the party favourite due to my good looks and charm. Isn't that right, Benno?
Dillis directed the question to one of the four-year-olds clinging to his leg like a barnacle.
Right!
Benno cried. Dillis rewarded the boy by plucking him out of the crowd and tossing him high into the air. Nearby, another of Dillis's cousins, Rillian O'Sea, laughed and said,
The veracity of answers provided in exchange for personal gain is questionable at best.
Rill was studying law in preparation for his pending retirement from the sea and the mercenary work all adult male Calburnans performed until marriage. That change of career would be happening within the year, for all of them. Rill would take his place in his mother's law practice. Ari would be working with his parents at House Calmyria's shipbuilding business. And Dillis would begin his training to take over the daily operations of House Merimidian's vast shipping and agricultural empire. Because tomorrow, Dillis, Ari, Rill, and every marriage-worthy son of the sea who'd sailed with them last winter to the Aesir Isles, the northern archipelago that included the kingdoms of Winter Craig, Summer Lee, and Sea Haven, would be returning to those shores to court and claim wives from among the unwed and widowed women of Winter Craig and Summer Lee. And once they were wed, their mercenary days were done. As if reading Dillis's thoughts, Ari draped an arm across Rill's broad shoulders and pointed his chin towards the bride and bridegroom, both clad in shimmering sea blue, with circlets of fuchsia and yellow flowers on their heads. Their necks draped in plump stoles made from dark green tilly leaves, dotted with tiny, delicate white Merimidia blossoms.
Just think, cousins, before the year is out, that will be us standing on the beach beside our lianas, grinning like we just won the All Isles Cup.
The All Isles Cup was Calburna's most coveted prize in competitive sailing.
Speaking as a former All Isles champion, Dillis said, I can promise you, I'll be grinning much, much more on my wedding day.
I know that's true, Rill agreed.
It was no secret among Dillis's close friends just how impatient he was to close the youthful unwed chapter of his life and move on to the next. 4 years ago, Dillis had earned his Alumilia, the tattoo curling across his right cheekbone that proclaimed him a man worthy of taking a wife. Most Calburnans wed within a year, two at most, once they earned that mark, but not Dillis. And not by his choice, either. He'd been sailing the sea, fighting other people's wars for more than 15 years now. He was more than ready for the comfort and joy of a wife and family,